Bombers, 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
Well, it will be Mount Holmes basketball to start this final quarter as they lead Greene County Tech 30-19. Peyton Husky will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. She'll throw it into Emma Martin, and we are underway for these last 8 minutes. Martin walks the ball into the front court. Drills to the right side, gives it there to Husky. Husky will dribble up to the top. Finds Yates, over to Gilbert on the left side. Gilbert dribbles to the elbow, throws it up top to Foreman. Over on the right side to Martin. Martin dribbles toward the top, gives it there to Yates. Over on the left to Husky. Husky takes the screen from Yates, dribbles up to the top. Now picks up a drill, trying to avoid the 5-second count, and she does not. Nope, she does. Actually, what to avoid the 5-second count was that Mount Holmes took another timeout. So we'll break with 7:29 left to play in the game. Mountain Home leading Greene County Tech 30-19. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot, and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.
Mount Holmes taking a timeout to avoid a turnover. As with 7:29 left to play in the game, they lead the Greene County Tech 30-19. Inbound pass from Kate Gilbert to Aspen Yates, back to Gilbert. She has it on the right wing. Going down into the corner. It's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Grambling. And back on the Lady Eagles. Grambling quickly back the other way. Going into the lane for the reverse layup for Grambling. Good. She now has 7 points. Back to a single-digit lead for Mountain Home, 30-21. Less than a minute into this final quarter. Inbound, Husky gets into the front court as Mount Holmes breaks another press. Husky has it on the right side, gives it to Gilbert in the corner. She'll take the screen, dribble out to the wing, throws it up top to Yates. Over to Husky on the left side. Husky takes the screen, throws it up top to Foreman. Over to Martin on the right. Martin will drill toward the right elbow, now throws it up top to Yates. Over on the left side to Gilbert. Gilbert throws it up top to Foreman. Over to Husky on the right. Husky takes the screen from Foreman, throws it up top to Yates. Over to Martin on the left wing. Martin dribbles towards the corner, now goes back out on the wing. Gives it up top to Husky. 6.5 minutes left to play. Ball goes to Foreman at the left elbow. She'll give it to Martin, who dribbles to the right elbow. Now back to Foreman. Over to Gilbert on the left wing. She'll dribble between the circles. Now it goes over to the right side of the lane. Now down to the corner. Finds Yates in the lane for the layup. It will not go. She tips out the rebound, though, to Husky, and we'll kick it out to Yates in the right corner. Up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going down into lane for the layup. No good. And this time the rebound comes to Greene County Tech. Grambling quickly back the other way for the Lady Eagles. She will give it to Justice up at the top. Over to Adams on the left wing. Now up top to Pritchard. Now back over to Adams, down to Justice in the left corner. Down to Kelleton on the low block. Dribbles into the lane. Has her pass knocked away. Stolen by Anna Grace Foreman. Seventh turnover against the Lady Eagles. Here is Gilbert with the ball on the right side. We'll give it to Husky. We'll set the offense. Husky dribbles on the right wing. Throws up top to Yates. Over to Martin on the left side. Martin dribbles to the left elbow. Throws up top to Foreman. Over on the right wing to Gilbert. Now up top to Yates. Now Foreman has it at the top. She'll give it to Martin, who now has it between the circles. Martin will take the screen, dribble to the right corner, now throws to Foreman. Over to Yates near the left elbow. Over to Gilbert on the wing. Up top to Foreman. Over to Martin on the right side. Martin dribbles up to the top. Peck once again in a man-to-man defense. Martin drills to the right side. Finds Foreman on the low block going up for the layup. Good. And a great Foreman with 8 points. Back to a double-digit lead for Mountain Home. 32-21 our score with 4:40 left to play in the game. Grambling with it up the top for the Lady Eagles. Drills to the left side, going into the lane for the layup, and good. Well, she just blew by a bunch of defenders for that one. She now has 9 points. 32-23, Mounts on leading it. 4:23 left of the game. Pass goes to Martin. They still have it in the backcourt, trying to break the press. And they finally do as Gilbert, and now takes it into the front court, going into the lane. Now gives it to Yates. Now up to near the top to Martin. Martin going into the lane for the layup. No good. And the rebound to Kellett. And she's going to be fouled in the backcourt. Emma Martin picks up her second personal foul, team foul number 3 against Mountain Home here in the second half. Emily Payne and Kyra Penn checking back in for Mountain Home, replacing Asden Yates and Kay Gilbert. And Shelby Adams taking a seat for the Lady Eagles. She'll be replaced by Brooke Barnes. 4:05 left to play in this one. Tech with the ball. Mountain Home with a 9-point lead. Grambling with it up the top. She'll give it to Justice. Now over to Barnes. Her pass to Grambling knocked away, but a foul is going to be called on Anna Grace Foreman. A reach and foul. That is Foreman's third personal foul. Team foul number 4 against the Lady Bombers here in the second half. 3:52 left to play in the game. Mountain Home leading 32-23. Justice inbounds it to Barnes. Barnes drills toward the right side. Now gives it to Kellett at the elbow. She's going to put up the jumper. No good. And rebound chased down by Emily Payne. Oh, man, that's just unfortunate. Her foot was on the baseline. And so it will be a Tech basketball with 3:41 left of the game. Justice will inbound it under the basket. Gets into Grambling near the free throw line. Throws over to Pritchard on the right side. Her three-pointer, good. And just like that, Kimley Pritchard with 5 points, and it's now a two-possession game. 32-26 our score with 3.5 minutes left. Here's Husky trying to avoid the double team. Gives it to Payne. Now back to Husky. They still got to get across the timeline. And, wow, Husky looked like she was tripped up. No call. Ball goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Tech basketball. Boy, Del Vinner does not seem happy about that no call. I can't really say I blame him either. 13th turnover against the Lady Bombers. 3:19 left to play in the game. Here is Barnes into the front court for the Lady Eagles. Dribbles to the right side. Now takes the screen. Going down into the lane for the layup. No good, but she's going to be fouled and will head to the free throw line. Peyton Husky picks up her second personal foul, team foul number 5 against Mountain Home. So with 3:08 left, Brooke Barnes will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has yet to score in this game. Until now, that's her first point. Kate Gilbert checking back in as Emily Payne will take a seat. So one more free throw for Brooke Barnes. Second shot is up, and she gets both. First 2 points of the night for Brooke Barnes. And it's down to a 4-point margin. Mount Zone leading 32-28. Foreman takes the inbound pass, gives it to Martin. So got to get across the timeline. And now as they finally do to Kate Gilbert on the left side, to Foreman just outside the paint. Now up top to Martin. Less than 3 minutes left to play in this one. Martin drills to the left side, gives it to Husky in the corner. Husky takes the screen, throws up top to Penn, over to Martin on the right. Martin will drill to the right elbow, pull up for the jumper, rolls around and goes in. Emma Martin now in double figures with 10 points. 34-28, Lady Bombers leading it. A little over 2.5 minutes left to play. Here is Grambling giving it to Barnes, now top to Justice. Justice will drill to the right side, gives it there to Pritchard. Now top to Barnes, over to Kellett on the left wing. Kellett will dribble down into the lane. Going up for the jumper over Kyra Penn, no good, and a late foul call on Mountain Home. Wow. I don't know if they're going to call it, I don't know what they were waiting on. As Anna Grace Foreman's fourth personal foul, team foul number six, against the Lady Bombers. So with 2:13 left, it will be Sabrina Gellett back, Kellett back at the free throw line, where so far she scored six with 10 points. First shot for Kellett is up and in. Shelby Adams checking back in for the Lady Eagles as she'll replace Brooke Justice. So one more free throw for Kellett. Second shot is up and good. She gets both. She now has 12 points and is back to a 4 points margin. Mountain leading 34-30 with 2:13 left to play. Husky inbounds it to Gilbert, trying to get out of the double team. Gilbert is dribbling to avoid the double team. Throws it into the front court to Martin. Down to Penn on by herself for the layup. Good. And Mountain is quickly going to take a timeout. Kyra Penn now with 9 points. War break with 2:02 left to play in the game. Mountain Home leading at Greene County Tech 36-30. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
Well, Mount Home taking the timeout real quickly after Kyra Penn gets the layup. Mount Home leads 36-30 over Greene County Tech. Less than 2 minutes left of the game. Adams throws over on the right side to Grambling. She's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Kyra Penn. She's going to be fouled from behind. And the Mount Home will inbound with 1:46 left to play in the game. That foul is on Sabrina Kellett, her fourth personal foul. That's the last foul Tech has to give. The next one will put Mount Home in the bonus. 36-30, Lady Bombers leading. Gilbert takes the inbound pass, picks up a dribble, tries to throw it to Husky. Ball is knocked away. Ball still loose and finally steal by Tech in the backcourt. As the ball goes to Adams, she goes up for the layup. No good, but she's going to be fouled from behind. A two-shot opportunity coming up for Shelby Adams. Peyton Husky picks up her third personal foul, team foul number seven against Mountain Home. So Shelby Adams at the free throw line. First shot, no good. Emily Payne checking back into the game for Mountain Home, replacing Kate Gilbert. Adams with one more free throw. That was her first attempt of the night. She has yet to score in this game. Second shot for Adams is good. She gets one of two. She has 1 point on the night. 36-31, Mountain Home leading, 1:37 left. Emma Martin takes the inbound pass, trying to get out of the double team in the backcourt. Now throws it to Emily Payne. Over to Husky, who'll bring it into the front court. Mountain Home does break the press. Now ball goes up top to Martin. Takes the screen from Penn on the right side. Now top to Husky. Now Husky will dribble to the left, and she's going to be fouled. So that puts Mount Home in the bonus. 1-1 coming up for Peyton Husky with 1:14 left to play in this game. That foul is called on Kimley Pritchard, her third personal foul, team foul number seven against the Lady Eagles. So Peyton Husky at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 4 points so far this evening. Husky's first free throw is up. No good. Misses the front end. The rebound controlled by Shelby Adams. She'll give it to Grambling, who brings it into the front court. 5 point Lady Bomber lead with lower minute left. Barnes dribbles to the right side. Gives up top to Grambling. Now Pritchard has up at the top. Back over to Grambling. She's going to try for the three on the right wing. No, misses everything. Ball's going to go out of bounds, and it will be Mountain Home's fastball with 56.1 seconds left. Lady Bombers up 36-31. Inbound pass goes to Emma Martin. Martin dribbles towards the half-court line. Look, boy, that pass was well wide over Mountain Home. Got fortunate there because that pass was knocked away by – it was a bad pass, so it was knocked away by Kimmy Pritchard. So So Matt's on the inbound on the near sideline. Kyra Penn takes Steve. She's replaced by Kate Gilbert. Gilbert takes the inbound pass and has the ball knocked away from her. Stolen by the Lady Eagles. And back to her way. The teams are going to exchange turnovers as Florence gets called for the offensive foul. Brooke Barnes picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 8 against Mountain Home. Kate Gilbert's going to check back out of the game, being replaced by Kyra Penn. Shelby Adams will take a seat for the Lady Eagles as well. Inbound pass from Husky goes to Emma Martin. 42 seconds left, 5-point Mountain Home lead. Martin does get it across the timeline, and now she's going to be fouled from behind. Kimmy Pritchard picks up her fourth personal foul. 19 foul against the Lady Eagles, so this will be the last one and one for Mountain Home with 37.8 seconds left. Emma Martin so far 1-2 at the free throw line with 10 points. Martin's first free throw is up and in, so she does earn the bonus, and she can make it a 3-possession game if she gets this next one. Second shot for Martin is good. She gets both. She now has 12 points. 38-31. Those were some big free throws there. Justice into the front court. Goes to the right side. Throws up top to Grambling. Grambling's going to try for another three-pointer. This one will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Kyra Penn. She'll give it to Martin. 25 seconds left. Martin will be fouled by Kimmy Pritchard. And I believe Pritchard is done. Kimmy Pritchard picks up her fifth personal foul. As the 10th team foul, so Kimmy Pritchard is going to head to the bench with her fifth foul. She finishes the night with 5 points. And so she'll be replaced by Shelby Adams. Emma Martin at the free throw line for 2 shots. First shot is up and good. seconds left as Emma Martin has one more free throw. I think Matt Thumb's going to escape with this victory. And she'll get both. She now has 14. Justice brings the ball into the front court. 40-31. Justice with it. Gives it to Barnes. 18 seconds left. Barnes is going to drill down toward the low block. Now goes back out to the corner. Out to Justice. Justice going down into lane for the layup. No good, but it's going to be fouled by Kyra Penn. And 2 shots coming up for Brooke Justice with 11.7 seconds left. Kyra Penn picks up her third personal foul, team foul number 8 against the Lady Bombers. So Brooke Justice at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 2 points so far this evening. First shot is up and good. One more free throw for Justice. Second shot is up. No good. Gets 1 of 2. Rebounds chased down by Sabrina Kellett. She'll throw it out to Justice. 8 seconds left. Over to Adams. Her three-pointer misses everything. And the rebound chased down by Grambling. She's going to drill out to the corner, pull up for another three. That one will not go either. And that's the way this ball game's going to end. Mount Home is going to get the 8-point victory. So our final score tonight, Mount Home defeats Green County Tech 40-32. We'll check our final numbers in a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.